Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Peter Andrašina, and on behalf of HBRL Group, I would like to welcome you on our regular investors call, where we would like to summarize our financial highlights for the first half of 2018 and quarterly results for third quarter 2018. First and foremost, this call is recorded and will be available for the download later on our website. If you would like to ask some questions, feel free at the end of the session, either using, if you are dialing in from your phone, star two, or if you are dialing through cauliflower electronic system, use function raise hand and we will collect your question. You can, those that are dialing through application can use cauliflower chat to write the question to us. Don't need to say it aloud. Okay. I believe I see most of the confirmed guests already joined in, so I will start. First of all, let me greet you as a first-timer. This time here, this role of being a speaker to the investor community used to be a role of Peter Pecnik, who take significant leap in his career and took over our CEO role in Poland in recent weeks. I took over whole corporate financing from him. I really hope that we will have a successful era in front of us, and we will continue to keep very high-level relationship with all our investors and lenders in general. Speaking about first half of 2018, we believe that it was very successful period for HBRAVIS. In comparison to similar period of 2017, we posted significantly higher net profit result, reflecting our strong performance. It resulted in 84.5 million net profit over the period of first 6 months. That in comparison with a similar period of 2017 is more than 50 million increase and improvement. We believe that this will have some impact on overall results of 2018 as well. In terms of other metrics, we have been growing in all areas. So with a moderate level of the dividends that the company paid out, we have grown our total assets to 2.33 billion euro, and we have achieved growth in net asset value as well, which grew to 1.34 billion versus 1.27 at the end of 2017. In terms of indebtedness, we are still below our overall targets, being 35% net debt leverage, but no, we have we are currently closer to the target. We ended second quarter with 29.7% net debt leverage, comparing to 26.7 at the end of 2017. In terms of business achievements, as you all know, most part of the operating profit of the company is usually driven by a development process. Overall positive result of first half of the year was mainly main contributors were development successes on the projects. The top contributors were definitely Warsaw project in Warsaw that achieved significant milestones in leasing. There was significant improvement of performance of UK assets that two of them were completed in first half, both 20 Farringdon and 61 Southwark were completed in first half that definitely contributed to the overall result. And 61 Sour immediately after completion was also sold with that when we booked a significant profit as well. In terms of other countries, Slovakia contributed as well with 39.9 positive revaluation gain, mainly related to significant progress on commercialization of Twin City Tower and progresses on development of Nivi Mall and Nivi Tower that are currently in construction phase. With respect to the business highlights, specifically covering all the areas, in terms of acquisitions, we have concluded purchase of our fifth project in London. This is project it's located at Farringdon Station. Currently, we have a working name of project is Farringdon West. The brand launch is planned for the following months when you will learn what is the future commercial name of the project. It's very interesting project because it is very well located in London on the intersection of two cross rail lines that are main transport arteries in London, and is also very interesting because of combination of commercial space with some alternative use of terraces, so it should be really well suited for target audience for the tenants and their employees. In terms of commercialization and our asset management capabilities, currently group manages 12 income-producing assets, reaching almost 300,000 square meters of GLA. Our portfolio is very well leased, reaching 95% at the end of the third quarter, and the value of this portfolio totals almost 1 billion euro. In terms of leasing activity, so we have leased 16,000 square meters during third quarter, getting our total leasing activity figure for first three quarters to 84,000 square meters, which is significantly higher figure than for the same period last year. I think overall result is more than 20% higher than for the similar period. In terms of financing, HB Reav is drawn in the first quarter 54 million euro, and up to date we have crossed 140 million euro in total drawdowns. More significantly, we are well prepared for the further construction activities with more than 196 million lines, credit lines still committed and undrawn, being ready for the deployment in the future projects like Warsaw, Nivi Tower, and 20 Farringdon. In terms of completions and projects under construction, we have currently 8 development schemes under construction with more than 430,000 square meters of GLA. The most significant ones obviously are Warsaw, where this is simultaneous construction of 3 projects next to each other. In Slovakia, it's Nivi Mall Shopping Center, and in Budapest, the main driver is the Agora project that will be that is planned to be completed late 2019 and early 2020. In terms of completions, in Bratislava, we have completed Twin City Tower that is currently almost fully leased to a blue chip technological company. We consider this as a very, very big success and really highlight of our achievements on Bratislava market. With the Nivi Tower is located in the Nivi zone that where we are definitely have a big plans of construction. Like Nivi zone in total consists of 390,000 square meters of GLA, out of which 85 was already completed, and significant portion is also Nivi Mall shopping center that is under construction. With respect to the other countries, we have reached a construction permit in Poland for Project Forest at Burakowska Street. Currently, we are starting preparatory works for main construction activities. With respect to the divestments that we have in Poland booked very, very big success, we have sold in August second phase of Gdansk Business Center project that was purchased by Savills Investment Management acting on behalf of a global pension fund that previously bought also first phase of the project. The transaction volume was more than 200 million euro, and this was one of the biggest transactions on Polish market this year. And as this is a repeated buyer, I think it showcases our capability and to sell the properties to the same investors, proving the quality of the assets that the investors are returning and buying further products from us. At the end of second quarter 2018, we have also concluded divestment of 61 Sauerk. The transaction was closed on the very edge of the quarter. I think it was already reported in second quarter. But in terms of our other activities, our Hub Cowork continued in its growth. Currently, Hub is serving its 10 clients in three locations with on more than 6,000 square meters of GLA. Currently, Hub is reaching almost 500 members. At the end of third quarter was 460 members. We are currently constructing Hub and plan to open them on further locations totaling more than 9,000 square meters of GLA. With respect to the other changes that happened in the group recently, we had changes in management that were planned for some time. We are currently having boards of three people. Previously, it was five, whereas René Popík stepped down from the board and now will focus fully on Slovakia activities. He became a CEO of Slovakia, and René Kantor, after very successful 18 years of dedicated work for HB Ravis, decided to leave the company. With respect to the other relevant issue, not that relevant from business perspective, but recently HB Ravis changed its legal form from HB Ravis Holding SARL to HB Ravis Holding SSA. Now, I would like to rather make it a little bit more interactive. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Either via chat or please press star 2 and we will allow for a question to be put in verbal form. Okay, I see no questions from the audience, so maybe to reiterate, I believe that all of you have direct contact to us. If not, reach us through the email address ir@hbreavis.com, the address where you receive this information from. We are happy to answer the questions if you have any also after this conference. As said, I believe that we will have a we will continue in successful cooperation with all the investors and lenders in general, also in the future. Thank you very much for your time, and have a nice rest of the day. Bye.